둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here, checking out the series. I do hope while you're here, if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists. You can do so at all the usual spots, including iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, or YouTube for the video versions, really anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And that's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with Josh Gad, one of the greats, one of the great actors, voice actors as well. You know, he's he co-created Central Park alongside Lauren Bacard and Nora Smith. Lauren, of course, the creator of Bob's Burgers. So it's definitely got that trademark feel in the animation. And the great thing about Central Park is it's, as it's been said, sort of the murderer's row of not just voice actors, but Broadway stars. They have all of these amazing Broadway stars that have lent their talents. So every single episode, you get these incredible songs that's not just sang by the Broadway stars, but co-written by some of the world's greatest songwriters. In the past, they've had everybody from Fiona Apple and Amy Mann and Wyclef Jean. And I mean, the list is huge. So we're also going to talk about what to expect in this new season, season three. That's actually the main topic as we get in here. Season three just released on Apple TV Plus. So Josh and I, he's going to tell us about the new showrunners and the changes and the opportunities that's this season. Having Kristen Bell return in a brand new character and creating the interim mayor role, especially for Sam Richardson. Josh also going to discuss one of my favorite songs in this new season. It was co-written by Mike Viola. He says it's a Meatloaf style power ballad. It is a fantastic moment in the new season. We'll talk about having Regina Spektor and Sarah Bareilles back as songwriters and his wish list. He tells us his wish list, and there are some very big names on it. And I throw a name at him because, as it's been told, his character in Central Park, the narrator, his name is Birdie, was sort of fashioned off Jonathan Richman, of course, of the Modern Lovers, his character, and there's something about Mary. So I want to hear if we're going to get that collaboration at some point down the road. But let's get into it. We're talking season three of Central Park on Apple TV Plus. It's Kyle Meredith with Josh Gad.
I'm doing well, Kyle. How about yourself?
Man, it's so much fun watching Central Park season three and the new adventures that the family gets to go in. Congratulations on this one. I know the first two had sort of been ordered together, the first two seasons. What did that mean for the third one? Did it seem like a blank slate time around?
Yeah, and in many ways it did. You know, we had two new showrunners come in, Stephen Davis and Kelvin Yu from Bob's Burgers, and they just were able to bring a new perspective and approach that that awoke some new opportunities for us. And I think it was an amazing thing to just be able to sort of take what we learned from making the first two very challenging seasons of the show, perfect that, and then add some new elements. You know, we have two new characters on top of some other supporting characters, but there's Abby, who is Paige's sister, played by the incredible Kristen Bell, and a new mayor played by Sam Richardson, and both have sort of offered us new voices that are really exciting to play with. And then on top of that, just continue to challenge ourselves musically. What does the show want to sound like sonically? How can we continue to surpass audiences' expectations of what a musical can be? And so playing around with different genres like K-pop, like, you know, hip-hop, we have some 90s hip-hop style songs that are just mind-blowing. There's just so many different musical elements that I'm so excited for the audiences to hear this season. And then just challenging ourselves in terms of themes and story. You know, we have an episode that I'm enormously proud of this season that is a little uncomfortable, but goes a long way in terms of the kind of storytelling we hope to keep doing.
Yeah, well, those musicals too. You know, I'm always buying it on them. I don't know if it's the actual title, but Love Worth Fighting For, which happens in one of those first few episodes with you. Like, you're in power ballad mode on this one. Is that a natural lane for you? Because let me tell you, man, that was fun.
I always joked that if I were to do a musical biopic, it would end up being Meatloaf, and I've always wanted to do a Meatloaf style song, and when Mike Viola wrote that song, I immediately played it for my wife, who's like a hardcore 80s, you know, love ballad fan. And she was like, oh my God, that is one of the greatest love songs never written in the 1980s. And I just knew it was special from the offset. So I couldn't wait to sing it. And it's probably one of my favorite musical moments that I've personally gotten to do in Central Park.
It's fun to hear too. I mean, you can really actually tell that this is something a little bit more happening in there. You can. And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome back. Kyle Meredith talking with Josh Gad.
You know, the songwriters that you work with, Mike Viola, huge. You've had Fiona, you've had Amy Mann, you've had Sarah Bareilles and Rufus, and they might be Giant Wyclef and on and on. Who are you teaming up with this time around? And I don't know, are there still some left on the wish list for you at this point? Because it's a heck of a roster.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are sort of the white whales that I would love. We have some unbelievable folks coming up this season that I don't know if I'm at liberty to announce just yet. We have some returning people, Regina Spektor, Sarah Bareilles, of course, Mike Viola, Super Commuter. But we're definitely, we have some big surprises. In the future, you know, I want to get my sort of bucket list is Lin-Manuel Miranda writing a song. Yeah. I'd love to get Elton John to write a song. You know, I would love Andre to write a song. We've had Big Boy. You know, I feel like there's still some amazing opportunities. We had Alicia Keys at one point, and because of scheduling, we couldn't. So we're still exploring, but the sky continues to be the limit.
Yeah, I would be interested to hear a collaboration with Jonathan Richman, because I think I heard at one point you sort of modeled your the narrator a little bit off of his character in Something About Mary's. Have you reached out? Is that on the list?
You know what? That actually is on the list. Lauren and I had talked about it, and we specifically based Birdie on that Something About Mary character. So it's something that I don't know if we reached out or and scheduling got in the way, but it's something that has been on the list coincidentally.
I've heard that you have to write him, like literally write him if you want to get a hold of him, like, or get the landline or a letter. That's it.
We've had a couple like that. Danny Elfman comes to mind as just being like somebody that we were like, oh, we're never going to be able to get. And then he's like, yeah, I'll do it. And then pairing him with Catherine O'Hara was just like, oh my God, this is...
It really is a nerd's dream, like a music nerd's dream. This whole show right here. So
it really is. It's I'm grateful that you appreciate that, because as a not only as a creator but as a fanboy, what I get to sort of do and you know get people to do is just a dream come true.
Yeah. Now, you had mentioned Sam Richardson. I was so happy when he ended up being a character in this, playing the interim mayor. And, you know, so much of his personality comes out, as does a lot of people. Do you ever write to the character? Because, again, it just feels so natural with him. So,
the mayor was written for Sam. If we didn't get Sam, we didn't know what we were going to do. He also, you know, the thing that people don't realize is Sam is such a freaking insane singer. So, like, he has a song written by Rafael Casal called Wash and Dry.
It's a good one.
One of the best songs we've ever done. It's such a jam. And Chris and Phil were making After Party as we were recording him. And I just sent Chris this video of sort of like an animatic of it. And it was like, this is the most insane thing I've ever seen. And it gives me so much joy that we get to just show off different sides of these people that everybody knows and loves.
I mean, for that to be a plot point, by the way, it's like, oh, I love laundry. Please take me to your laundry room.
Only in our weird little universe. Yeah, it's the little things.
And seeing the narrator, what I do love about this show is that I also learn something. I find that, you know, I do learn something every single time. How much was that important, like in the original days, for you to fit that in? Like, you're going to get something out of this. You won't know that you will, though. It's almost under the rug.
It's so funny you say that. I like to call Lauren Bouchard the Vince Gilligan of animation. Like, he's obsessed with the little details. He loves the little things, the things that like you don't think about, and getting into the weeds and the nuance. So that very much is a Bouchard special. You see it all the time on Bob's. And he really pushed us to do an exorbitant amount of research before we did the show. And that carries through season to season in every story that we tell.
It's a fantastic season once again, Josh. Congratulations on this. I hope this series goes forever and ever and ever. I absolutely love it. Congratulations also on your dizzying legend. That's huge as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been
a little young, but thank you. I appreciate that. I've peaked.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you, man. Thank you so much.
You too.
My thanks to Josh Gad. Season 3 of Central Park is out now on Apple TV Plus. And thanks to you as well for checking out the episode and the series. Before you get out, please do hit that subscribe button. Again, you'll get 3 brand new interviews every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artist. And discover the new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With, and then head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media spots, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all 3 of them. The web address is at Kyle Meredith. Do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.